Start managing your data, not your infrastructure. Unified, simple, secure. Welcome to Data Done Right. Only with the Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
We back, y'all. Daddy issues.
Sorry.
Are we leaving him on there, man? You know what I'm saying? Keon over here handling business on the phone.
Yeah.
But we still dads at the same time.
That's our life.
Welcome back, man. Welcome back to Daddy Issues.
Another day being a dad.
Another day, man. Another day, another dad. I remember I used to want like a minimum of 3 kids.
Me too.
And then I said this recently too. Like if I was mad rich, like super millionaire, I'd be like, I want mad kids.
I said that once and somebody called me selfish.
Why? What was the logic behind the selfishness?
The earth doesn't need that many people.
Oh, I get that.
I said,
the world is overpopulated itself.
Because I was like, I said the same. If I was rich, I was like, I would crank them. If she was down, obviously, it's her
right,
body.
Of course.
I would crank them out. I would have a huge family. I love family.
Yeah. You know?
And they was like, nah, it's selfish. World's overpopulated.
It really is.
Yada, yada, yada.
I can't even argue with that. But I do like a big family, man. Yeah, I love that family dynamic, cousins and.
Yeah.
You know, all that, man. It's just a good
Especially
time.
Especially if y'all around the same age.
Like, when my sons hang out with their cousins, I'll be sitting in the background like, y'all having a good time?
Yeah, it's just fun, and everybody's the same age, and you roll everywhere deep.
Yeah. I love that.
Like, my brother moved, I was like, damn it.
And you all related?
There's
nothing better than that, man. So I was like, yo, man, family. Because I feel like with me growing up, I had 2 older brothers, but they were so much older than me, I was pretty much on my own steam in terms of hanging out.
Yeah.
Like once, you know, my oldest brother is 10 years older than me, and then the next one's 5. So it was like I was the little brother for real. So it was just like, man, we got to bring them again. And, you know, I used to hang with them. And, you know, I don't think I was a burden on them. I would just be chilling, you know. And I'm not the wait for me.
Yeah.
I've never been the wait for me type. I would just keep up on my own, like. Even when we were on the L train, they would sit over here. I would ride, if I could, get that very front seat in the first cart, and I could look out the window. And then, but you know, like with that gap, that age gap, it's like, man, you know, then my brother went off to the military, and it was like, you know, and then my other brother did his own thing. Then he just moved to Oklahoma. So I was like, it's just me. It's always been this way anyway.
Yeah.
And then I reconnected brothers. Later on, but.
Yeah, I liked having brothers growing up. Yeah. I wanted 3. She wanted 4. I was like, you'll see.
Yeah.
And after the second one, we both was like,
we good.
We're good.
It's good right here.
We'll stop right here. I wanted 3 because it was 3 of us. And I just thought that was.
I liked the 3.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was dope. It was enough. But 2 is fine. I'm good with 2. But when my brother moved to Vegas, I was like, damn it. Because my nephew is. In between my little ones. So he's 6 months like in between both. And I was like, that'd have been dope for them 3
to
come up together. Just walking around with their blue and green eyes.
Man.
Long hair.
Because my oldest nephew was, he's in his 20s now. But my other nephew, he was born a month before my oldest. So they just a month apart, like literally. So I'm like, man, but they live in Texas, man. So like,
But that's still 20, 19, and 18. That's right there.
That's close, man.
It's
but my oldest nephew, he's deep in his 20s, though. He was born in 1989.
He late.
Yeah, so he's like.
He's almost 30.
My nephew is old. But I still see him as like, you know.
Yeah.
My nephew, I'm like, no, you are a full-grown man out here. I'm like, dang. He about to be 30.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying.
Until I said it just now, I'm like, well, yeah, he like 20.
He's 30, bro. Well, you said first 20s. I was like, 20. All right. And he said 89. I was like, well, I'm 84. Late 84. So he about to be 30,
man, dog. I'm like, yo. And even when I saw, when I was out in San Antonio, like last August, I was out there. I saw him. I was just like, man, he got his own kids. But I still saw him as like 12. Crazy, man. And then my other nephew, he been trying to come out here, and like, yo, and my schedule's been so busy, I feel bad, like, if he's out here and I'm gone.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so it's like, you know, he'd be like, what's y'all schedule? Like, well, the boys got football practice. I mean, you could come, but it might just be you, because I'll be out of town. Like, you know, so this comedy schedule's got me feeling real deadbeatish as a family member and a friend. But,
oh, yeah, you're pretty trash.
Man, so...
Anyway, we get it. Because best believe, we was talking about this the other day, because like, we had a friend, I won't say who it is, but a friend of ours, we know, has another friend that's doing very well in Hollywood and everything. And he won't like, I was like, why don't you ask, you know, blah, 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 to get you on, you know.
Yeah.
I just want to do it myself. That's where that post came from. What the post that I put up about people offering you help.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I want to do it myself, you know, and it's just, I don't. And I'm like, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Like, if you know, like, you best believe. Oh, he was talking the other day. The minute you put in the group chat, hey, guys, I just got, I'm about to be like, oh, yeah? What is my part on the show?
No, wait, is his friend offering help, or is he?
Yeah, he's offering him help.
And he still won't take the offer?
And he's like, he's taking him on the road.
Yeah.
He's, you know, and they're friends. It's not like, that's the thing. I understand. If it's, because I have different levels of friends in this business, right? I got people that I obviously know. Mm-hmm. I got people that I talk to every day.
Yeah.
I got people that come to my house and know my kids. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so it's like certain friends know I'm not asking for nothing. But if you get a show, I'm going to be like, what's my part? Like, I'm not holding back on that. That's so dumb.
When you going to piss me in that
So moment. We got a show? We got a show? Oh, yeah? So what do I do on this show? Congratulations to you.
What's my character's motivation?
But what am I doing?
Right.
If that's your friend?
Yeah.
Like, and I didn't understand why he was being
I wouldn't ask either, though.
With his friend?
With my friend?
Nah.
If he offers, I'm definitely all in.
Yeah.
But, like, if he never asks, I'd be like, well, I guess, you know, there's a reason for that. And so I would just, like, chill. You know, but like, so I get it. But like on the offer, definitely be like, yeah.
But I'm taking the offer on most people though.
Yeah.
But I feel like, but I'm not asking most people.
Right.
I'm only asking, it's like three people I would like really.
But is that guy you talking about, has he been offered and then he turned it down?
I'm not sure. Yeah. I just know we specifically, I was like, how come you haven't asked him? And not even like, but just like to help with.
Right.
I don't really like taking, you know.
But, yeah.
But he's on this, like, self-made, it's a pride thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's dumb when you have people in your life that's in a position to help you.
Right.
Or, you know, possibly do something. Like, that just doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
That's why I feel like, that's why people come in your life.
Yeah.
You know, for certain stuff, to help us along this journey, whatever it is that you do.
Yeah.
I just thought that was dumb. Like, that's your boy?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I got a problem asking for, like, a lot. I have a problem asking for people, from people. Like, you know, I don't ask for a lot from people. It's not really pride. Like, I want to do it myself. It's just like, I don't like bothering people. I don't like asking for nothing. Like, even my girl, she'd be like, you can ask me. I'm your girlfriend. I'm like,
not my people I consider family.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is an open door policy.
Yeah.
Like, with people I'm tight with.
Right.
Like, my brother, if he calls me, I need $3 million.
Yeah.
I'll see what I can do. Like, I wouldn't be mad at him for asking.
Yeah.
Because my little brother's like that.
Mm.
You know, he'll be struggling. Me and Keith will be like, just hit us up.
I feel him on the aisle.
But that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. I don't want to bother anybody. I don't want to dip into your pockets. And it's just, you know, I got it.
Yeah, that's a lie. And I'll be like, why? That's dumb.
Yeah. Because ever since I got to the point of true independence, I feel fantastic. Because I'm like, all right, I don't need nothing.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know? And it's just a great feeling.
That, but it's just like.
And so I'm so used to it, it's just like, I'll ask for a ride to the airport, but it takes a lot for me to do that.
We were talking about that, and I was like,
can you take me to the airport? Like, I'll be asking Sabrina
I'll ask for a ride to the flyway. Yeah. I don't want to ride all the way to the airport.
I'll be like, she's using my car while I'm gone. It should be a no-brainer. Like, take me to the airport since you're going to be using my vehicle. But I'll still be like, are you busy? Can you just drop me off? She's like, it's your car. I'm like, but I don't know what you had planned. Yeah.
On certain things and certain, but I just like.
But you best believe if you like, hey man, Tony, man, we got a part for you. Let's do it.
I feel like you would do that with a lot of people though.
Huh?
You would do that with a lot of people though.
Well, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's a different.
Depending on the person, because some people be out here trying to put you on to do stuff for you just for themselves.
Yeah.
And so I'm very like. Cognizant of that, I'll be like, man, you just helping me, so you can be like, yeah, I helped him. Yeah. Man, he gonna scratch my back in return. Yeah. I don't want that kind of help.
I'm gonna I'm gonna raise the boys to be like, it's people people that can. Like, I don't want them. Like, if I get in the position that I want to be in, I don't want them. I'm gonna make them do certain stuff themselves because you got to learn.
Yeah,
but if it's something big and they be like, well, I don't want to use your name to get the part, or that's why I'm here.
Yeah,
to put you on, bro.
Right.
Like, why wouldn't you? I'm gonna make you audition.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make you, you know. But yes, I'm gonna get you to audition. Of course.
Right.
That's what I'm here for.
I can't wait to get into the position where I can put people. I love putting money in people's pockets.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, it's. When I can hook somebody up with like, hey yo man, they got a show, they looking for somebody.
I love it.
$2,500 for the weekend. They'd be like, yes. I'd be like,
I like helping. It's a great feeling. Everybody eats mentality. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that.
I'd be excited to, and I pay fast.
Yeah.
Like if I control the payout, like I'd be like, you know what I'm saying? I'd be happy to put the money.
Like, if a place tells me I could bring somebody,
Anybody
want to come?
Like, hey, you free on the? Yeah. I can't wait. I love it.
I like it.
I love putting money in people's pockets.
Because when I watch other people in any genre, I guess, but especially Hollywood, because that's what we do. But when I watch, like, I see a movie and it's just a bunch of friends in one movie.
Yeah,
like,
that's
what I want,
man.
I just want to do stuff. Like, you take it to athletes. When I see like LeBron and Melo and all, mm-hmm. and they just hanging out and working on their kids as friends and stuff, I'm like, let's just do stuff across the board, like with your peoples.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't believe in the not. I'm gonna raise the boy. Like, you know, people, don't be shoving, because there's people who are shovey. I don't like that.
Oh man, I can't stand.
I don't like shovey, but if it's somebody, like, best believe you let us know you got something. I'm like.
Oh yeah.
We all gonna be like that though. Cause like, Keenan was like, "Dog, if you get anything, I'm coming."
Right.
Like, it's not even a.
I'm in on that.
I'm in.
Cause that's the way that, for me, I feel like it's organic, especially like with acting and comedy, especially. It's organic to bring your crew in. Like, when you look at stuff like the funniest stuff, it's like an ensemble that's always working together. That's a crew that's. You know, Judd Apatow, we using the same cast.
Adam Sandler, all in the same movie.
All the same. And then, like, even back when, you know, Keenan was working heavy with Robert Townsend and all that was going hand in hand. It flowed. It was just dope. Then when you bring in other people you don't really connect with, it ain't the same flavor on it. So definitely. I don't even know what this got to do with being a dad. But it's all connected.
I did say I was going to use, I want the boys to not be afraid. To act, if there's people in your life that can help you.
Right. I would hate for my boys to be homeless just because they didn't want to ask me, I didn't know if I could stay with you. Like, are you kidding me?
But what if they like you and they didn't? They just out there on the streets.
I'd be like, don't be like me.
What if they said this is your fault? What if they said they're not coming to live with you until you start asking people for stuff?
But no, but like, they don't know me as that. They don't know me as the non-asking guy. Like, whatever they ask me for,
well, they know now.
Come through.
You guys listening?
They ain't listening to this. They turn their back on me, man. They done with me. They are not listening to this show. But like, but they don't know me as that guy that don't ask for nothing. Because it's not the relationship. Like, you know, you come to me as my children. So, but as far as me on the other end, it's like, you know. I hate bothering people, man. Like, and that's how I feel like I'm doing when I ask for anything. Like, hate to be a bother, but listen. But I already know, like, you know, my oldest son, I don't think he asks his friends for anything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially now, he's independent. He's got his own vehicle. He knows rides. I already know Sincere is just like, he's a money saver. So, like, you know, he don't like asking for nothing either. So,
but like, at the same time, if Frank wants to do like this, he's going to be like, yo, let me just go to All Def.
Asked me about All Def. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yo, come through. Let me know.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, you know, but then when the time comes, he'd be like, ah, I got this and that. You ain't serious about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anywho.
All right. Let's see here. Fatherhood and the Nipsey Laura. Raising boys that she grows well. All right. So Laura Wolk. I don't know who she is. Well, what does she do again? What is she exactly?
Who is Laura Wolk?
Yeah,
her last name is funny. I don't know. Laura Wolk. I don't know. We got the U.S. News and World Report. She argues that we teach boys the same emotional coping mechanisms as girls. She says that we should avoid gender stereotypes, like boys should be tough and bottle up their feelings. Wolk says that boys are at a disadvantage by not knowing how to deal with their emotions in the same way that girls can. The article also advocates teaching young boys to speak up for their female friends and to call out misogyny in other men. I feel every piece of this.
Yeah, I agree with
and
that.
I agree. Like, I do feel that boys are taught, like when people say, "Are you in your feelings?" It's like an insult, like for a man to open up. Are you in your feelings? You soft. Just saying how you really feel. And like the thing with feelings is you can't control how you feel. Like, it just happens. Like, you'll be like, man, this is hurting my feelings, or this is, you know, this is making me excited. This is making me this way. It's not like you can learn to cope with those feelings, or you can learn to, like, you know, put them to the side or whatever. But the initial rush, there's no control.
Yeah.
Like, you feel hurt, you feel jealous, you feel insecure, whatever. And boys are taught to, nah, man. That's why dudes be killing people, man. That's why they be going on killing sprees. They be beating people, random shootouts. It's rarely women that do it.
No.
But dudes just be like,
you have to do something to her personally.
Yeah.
She do something back to you personally. Right. She don't just be going.
But dudes just be like, I'm going to go to Starbucks and kill everybody. Yeah. And why Starbucks? I don't know. I can't cope. You know. And I definitely feel this.
Yeah, I feel everything she said except for the boys are taught to be tough. But be tough. That don't mean you have to be emotionalist. That don't mean you have to bottle things up. I still want you to be tough.
Right. But do you teach the toughness in a way that allows them to also express?
Yeah. Like, because I think it's healthy to express your feelings. But you, again, it's just how I'm built too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not like the. So it's just, I feel like it's less gender, more me. Mm-hmm. Just like, I hate that. I don't like that stuff. Because I'm just like, get over it.
Because even when you said in the earlier episode, you was just like, you can't chin check your daughter. You just got to. Because you can't cope with the feeling aspect of life. It's just like, man, you can't snatch your daughter up by the collar and be like, just warm it up. And then leave in the room with the ruffled collar.
And it just be
standing there like,
dad, really?
Yeah.
But I feel like society in general is really just so. And like you said, I hate using the word emotional because we all have them.
Right.
And you learn how to cope. But I hate that people can't cope with their emotions. Like, it's just so much.
Right.
That's why I'm not a fan of Drake.
Because he's too emotional?
That's why I can't listen to him. I'm like, bruh, like, stop.
But he's being honest.
Like, you done made 7 albums about crying. Like, stop. Like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, okay, we get it.
Well, my problem with Drake is I appreciate the honesty and connection with
his emotions. I appreciate that he's not
friendly. But it's always about females.
Yeah.
And I just be like, all right, man, just... You know,
call her or don't. You know? Like, some, I don't know.
You're dealing with the wrong women, man. Maybe it's you. That's my thing. If you have a lot of issues with the opposite sex or whoever, or the same sex, whoever you date, if you're having a lot of relationship issues,
it's definitely you.
It's you. It's not like, man, people are just complicated. Nah, it might be you.
That's why I had to make that post the other day.
Yeah, man.
Stop putting it on us, man.
Yeah, it might be you. Either you choose the wrong people, then you'd be like, you know, it might just be me.
Yeah, you're a bad decision maker.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man.
And that's a maturity level, too, that people have to come to.
Yeah.
To realize, to self-evaluate. Like, oh, maybe I need to take a step back and look at myself. Right.
And I've had to learn, like, as a boy, You know, we grew up all boys. My mom was the major force in our lives. Even though we had a dad, it was like, my mom was like the one we feared more. It was like, dad, we was like, yeah, we get the whooping. We'll just take the whooping. You know what I'm saying? But like with her, but like growing up, we weren't a real like loving family in terms of saying it growing up. Like, it was like, yeah, we loved each other. We wasn't like, I love you every day. And, like, I remember the first time I told my mom I loved her, it was a big deal for me to say that out loud. It was like, because she was going out a lot or whatever, and I was just worried that she wouldn't come back home, you know. Yeah. I'm a kid, so I'm like, man, you know. And when you're a kid, your parents are everything.
Yeah.
Like, that's your whole existence. You're like, you always out, you know. I would be hurt. Like, she going out to the bar or whatever, and then – I remember the first time, like, what time you coming home? And she was like, I don't know, like, because I love you. I just want you. And it took everything in me to get that I love you out. And I was just like, ugh. I felt ashamed. I was like, why did I say that? I feel like a fool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As a kid.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with them raising boys to be like, you know, just bottled up.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. And I do feel like the times are changing, though. Like, I feel like it was like that because that's how, you know, when you're a parent, you just going off what you was taught.
Right.
So for years, men was just like, well, you don't do this. And then he learned that. That's how my dad, he hit me. So I'm hitting you. And I feel like this generation of dads, like ours, are more like, well, let's talk about this. Let's see what you, you know, why? Because there's no point. That's why I thought Fences was so good.
Mm-hmm.
The scene. Like, Denzel legit didn't know what he did wrong.
Right.
Like, he legit didn't know because he was like, well, you're eating and you have a roof over your head. I've done my job.
Right.
It's like, no, you haven't. Yeah. You need that emotional connected. Right. But he really didn't. He's like, what's your problem, bro?
Right.
And so I feel like we are more in tune with the emotional, you know, like, all right, man, what, you know, why do you feel this way?
Right, exactly.
Instead of flying off the handle or telling them to shut up.
I put clothes on your back. Yeah. Why are you out here with the emotions?
Yeah, so.
Did you feel the love? Like, no. We never had a tender moment. No, I got a roof over your head. Yeah. That's a tender moment.
I don't got to love you. Yeah. You kind of do. Just let me know.
So rough,
definitely,
man.
Do think we need to. And it is a balance.
Right.
And it's something I'm definitely going to have to work. Because I'm like.
But you know what, man? Like, I've noticed that. Ever since, I remember the moment, because, like, I went through, like, quite a few family issues growing up, and, like, but it taught me so much in terms of, like, how to communicate. Like, you know, as I grew, like, I became, especially once I became a father, like, you know, the love you thing is just, I say it every time I talk to them. And so it's just funny seeing that dynamic shift. And it wasn't like somebody told me, you got to tell your kids you love them.
Yeah.
It was just a natural thing. And the dynamic between me and my mom changes. Like, we say I love you all the time, too. It was like the dynamic just shifted. Like, you know, we quit the bottling up and was like, all right, let's love each other up and say it. And so it was like, you know, and then it became like, you know, second
nature.
My dad
says it a lot because his dad didn't say it to him. He was like, even though he knew, he was like, he never physically said it to him. He was like a grown man.
Yeah.
And one day they was getting off the phone. He was like, I love you. And he was like, oh. Yeah, he probably, and so he says to us like all the time, like, he used to kiss us. Like, we was like, stop kissing us, man. But
you're
he
not
was like,
kissing.
Nah.
I'm not kissing.
He's like,
with
I'm getting this in. Because he was like, I'm going to make sure.
Yeah. Because
I feel like, you know, parenthood can have a negative and positive effect. You take some good stuff, but you also say, I'll never do that.
Right.
And you go to opposite end. So he used to be kissing us. He's like, get off us, man. He was like, nah, I love you, man.
He's like, ugh. I didn't cross over to the kissing of the love boy.
He was like, get off.
I kissed the boys like once. And it was like they. Dree was like, you ever kissed him? I was like, I hug him all the time. Just kiss him right now. I was like, yeah. I just wasn't ready for it, man.
I kiss mine all the time.
You know?
I always kiss mine.
Like, if family members kiss me, like, it's cool. Like, it's whatever. But when
like
I was
it.
A kid, I did
like
not
it.
Like I remember having like a panic attack freak out when my godmother kissed me, man. Yeah. I was like, she held me down. I was like,
my mom said I didn't like being touched as a kid, like at all. She was like, oh yeah, people, you'd be like giving a hug.
Yeah.
I got more affectionate as I got older.
Yeah.
Like as a kid, I'd be like, I was like a cat. Like, don't touch me.
I thought, what? I wasn't real huggy, and you know, even though I slept in my mom's bed, if I bought something scary, I'd be in her bed. But I wasn't all it. Like huggy and like, you know, touchy feely. I had to grow into that.
And like remember in Major Payne, he was like, when he gave him a hug, he was like, make me feel all funny. Like, that's how I used to I used to feel. Like, I did not.
Right.
No hugs, kisses. Mm. I was like,
The kisses, I'm still not Kissy McGee.
But my boys, I kiss them all day. Mm. Like, all the time. Always hugging them. Always, and they kiss each other.
Yeah.
Like, all the time. Like, so I'm like, yeah, we're good with that.
Good, man. Yeah,
she be helping me out. Like, she was like, I didn't even know you had tear ducts till the boys was born. That's the last two times I've cried in the last 8 years was my two sons being born.
That was it? That's it. You only had two cries in 8 years?
Well, in the Will Smith movie. But that was after the boys. Now I feel like I'm about to be crying all the time.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah,
I'm about to be crying all the time. I'll be crying.
But before the boys, my granny's funeral was the last time I had cried.
Man.
I'd be like,
yeah.
I thought something was wrong with me for a long time. Because I was single. I was not emotional. I was like, am I a serial killer? Yeah. Like, am I, what's the other word?
Sociopath.
Yeah, I was like, man, something wrong with me. So that's when I found out a lot about my childhood. Because I was asking my mom, like, why was I as a kid?
Yeah.
Because I just don't be. She was like, nah, you would have your days. You know, but most of the time, nah, you don't like to be bothered. I was like, I'm going to kill everybody. Like, that's what I thought in my head. I was like, one day I'm going to snap. And I'm probably going to kill everybody.
Right.
And then when I had the boys, I was like, oh, there it is.
Okay.
It just wasn't.
Good old emotion.
Yeah. And I'm still not the most emotional, but they are the ones I'm like, all right, come here, guys.
You know? Yeah.
But for a long time, she saw me cry. She was like, what? Because she'll cry at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be like, what you crying for? She'll cry during commercials. You didn't see the boys. They was clapping when he ran across the finish line. She'll cry for everything. I'll be like.
Right.
Like, even with the boys, like when they cry over something. I let them cry. Then when the cry is going too long, I'm like, all right, knock it off.
Right.
Like, now you're just doing too much.
Because sometimes it's like, all right, you're done.
If that really hurt, you know, I'm like, I get it. That
right.
Hurt, you know, get it out. And then I'm like, all right, now you're milking.
You know what changed my perspective on crying as a kid was once my brother's friend Antonio, he was like, why are you crying? Because you hurt yourself. I'm like, because it hurts. He was like, you're not crying because of the pain. You're crying because your feelings are hurt. And I was like, ever since then, like when I would hurt myself after that, I'd just be like. But before that, I'd be like. And so it's like your feelings are hurt. And then I was piecing two and two together. It was like I would hurt myself. And if nobody saw me, I wouldn't even cry. But if somebody turned, But like, because I've always been like a crier, like, you know, on some straight, I do angry cries. Like, if I'm mad, I'll fight you with tears in my eyes. Full fight, like, kick you down the steps and be like, that's how I was. Like, you know, I'd be so angry that the tears would roll. And so, that's how it would be. Like, I would never tell on my brothers, but they get me so heated.
I used to do that in sports.
Yeah.
I'd be on the pitcher's mound. Tears. That was a strike.
Still getting it
done. I'm throwing, like, literally tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
Pitching. Because I played. I'll never forget this dude ever. His name was Calvin. I'll never forget this old man. He was blind as a bat. Yeah. And they let him be an umpire. I'm talking about his glasses was this thick.
Yeah.
That's not an exaggeration. They was that thick and they let him be an umpire. And I'm throwing the balls right down the middle. He's like, ball. So I'm up there crying, first kicking the dirt. I'm pissed because I'm throwing perfect strikes.
Right.
And he keeps getting the ball. So my dad's the coach all the time at the time. And he's like, okay, because he sees I'm losing it.
Yeah.
I'm losing it on the mound because I'm throwing strikes. He's not coming. So he's trying to calm me down. He's like, I know you just got to, I'll go talk to him. He talks to the ump. I didn't know this till later because my dad flipped out. But he said, he went up to the umpire. He was like, so where is he missing? Mind you, this guy's blind as a bat.
Yeah.
He had the nerve to go, he's this close. My dad, like, yo, mother, like, lost it. He got ejected in the game. He's this close. He's missing by this much. I'm like, yo, blind mother. He lost it. I used to flip out. Keelan does that. I see Keelan cries when he's frustrated.
Yeah.
He'll whine sometimes. He's throwing a fit. I mean, he's two. He's gonna have it.
Of course.
But when he's frustrated, but those aren't the loud cries. They're just frustration cries. Yeah. Like he went with my mom. They were in town for Kendrick's birthday, and they all went to the mall to get Kendrick a gift. It was my mom, my brother, and his wife. So we put Kendrick in the car, Keelan in the car with them. And he's like, all right, we'll see you in a little bit. Uh-huh. He didn't know he was leaving, so my brother said he had his little shades on. And then he saw us leaving and realized we wasn't coming with him, and he took his shades off. He was like, he just put his hand like this and like a single tear. Yeah. And they gave his sunglasses back. They like, you want your sunglasses? He threw them again. He was just like,
nah,
he was man. Like, man. Now, once they bent the corner, he was fine.
Right.
But they said the initial throw, he just threw him off. He's like, Denzel.
That one tear. Like,
he just had the tear and he was just mad. He was frustrated. He'll cry.
But, yeah, man. You know what, man? Like, I definitely went through my period of nine cries, but then, like, so now, and even my boys, like, you know, when Sincere is very competitive, all right? Like, when he's playing video games or, like, you know what I'm saying? Even games, he be into it, like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, if it's a game that he's feeling, like, he'll go all in, like, you know. And nobody really pushes buttons like Serene does.
So, oh, of
like,
course.
Serene will take it to, he'd be like, and get him to that, you know, that tear. Because most people see Sincere as just like, you know, he just be chill. Kind of android, like.
Yeah. I've seen him get a little bit during, like, Werewolf.
Yeah.
He get a little, like, why y'all? He'll look up. I'll be like, oh.
Because he like Werewolf. And, yeah. Like, you know, he be on the case.
Why you think
case.
I did? Look up.
Because ain't nothing worse than when you get accused of something you ain't doing. Like,
werewolf.
Y'all are being dumb. The werewolf is sitting next to you. You got me on trial.
How can I be that? I just told you how.
And then my oldest son, like, you know, he'll get pissed off. Like, you know what I'm saying? He puts his heart on the field. Like, you know, he's cried in several football games on pure just anger and frustration. Like, man. You know what I'm saying? To be mad at the coaches and stuff like that. So they're very, like, you know, in tune with the emotions on this level. And I like that, man. Like you, if you feel like crying, just, all right, just, you know what I'm saying? Let that out. Let that out. Because I don't want them to be weird down the line. And haul off and just kill somebody. You know what I'm saying? And the cries usually be valid. And I get it. Because I was once in that field. So I'm just like, I never liked the whiny cries.
That's what it is.
The whiny, nah. I'm like, man, you better hush up.
My problem with emotion is not, it's the whining or like stuff that's like, that's not a big deal.
You're right.
Like, and that's my thing. When people be, and that's why I can't handle like young girls.
Yeah.
Like, well, Jackie said my shoes is like, so what?
Right.
Like, really?
Yeah.
You gonna cry about this all day? She didn't like your shoes?
You in your room for hours because they like, say they ain't like your shoe choice?
I can't stand that kind of
thing. Do you like the shoes? I like them. Well, then there you go.
Like, I'm not gonna be good with that. Like,
there you go.
I can't do whiny or just fixable things. You know, like, oh, this broke. Go get another one.
Right.
Like, that just doesn't. I can't do those. So it depends on what the emotion is.
I like tears of joy too.
Oh yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, those are the bursts.
I got Sabrina something the other day. It was like, it was just a Fitbit, and she was like, "You got me a Fitbit." Her eyes welled up, and then she left. She left the room. She was like, "Excuse me." But I get it though. She's gonna be mad I put that on, but that was funny.
I would have laughed.
Yeah,
because Cottie does that. Cottie, you know, will cry, man. Just like I said, she cries when there's an applause.
Uh-huh.
So like anything, let's say somebody does a speech and the crowd erupts, she'll cry.
Yeah,
like, she'll cry. Or like anytime somebody starts cheering, like if a kid does it, I'd look over and she's like, I'd be like, what?
Cause man, I don't know. It's just certain. Cause I folded last time. I folded up was at the end of the comedy tour, and Kev and his wife was just talking about the whole tour, and I was just like, "There has been quite the journey." But they gave me the mic. I was like, "Nah, I'm not gonna talk," because I know if I talk, I'm gonna fold up me and talk. I don't want my voice to change.
Oh, the crack.
I don't want the. Like, if I ever won an Oscar, I know I'm going to be emotional. I'm like, would I be able to get through the speech? Because I don't want to be up there.
It depends. Let's say I win the Oscar. And because my dad always said, whatever you, whenever you win something, man, give me a shout out. Because every time somebody get on, my mama was there. He's like, give your dad a shout out.
You're the throat.
So like, if I, let's say I won an Oscar or, you know, some comedic, whatever. Yeah. And let's say he had just passed. I'm going to fold up.
I can't give the speech.
I'm going to be like, if he's alive, I'm just going to be able to do the speech.
Yeah.
Pops, I told you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But if he had just like, he ain't there to hear me finally make it, I ain't going to be able to do it.
Nah. There's
not
no
going to be able to do it.
There is no way
But that's okay. Like, that stuff is okay to me.
Yeah.
But like, if it's just like crying over it.
The dumbest
stuff. Yeah, I'd be like, come on, man.
Oh, you think Drake be crying?
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does.
I wonder if he'd be crying in the studio. Like, all right, let's cue it up, man. Cue up the beat, 40.
Kick it. Like, I just,
His is all emotional. Because
I was a big fan. I was a big fan of Drake.
Yeah.
When he dropped his mixtapes. Yeah. And then his first one. And Take Care came out, and I checked.
I didn't like Take Care.
Out.
I didn't like it.
Checked out. Then all the songs on the radio. And I get what he's doing. He's, you know, playing to his female fan base and whatever, but. It ain't for me. It's too emo.
Yeah.
I can't.
I wonder what his percentage is. Everybody got a percentage on the fan base tip.
Oh, it's probably like
70-30 female to male. Because you, it's
because even when the thing, not to cut you off, even when the thing came, the him and Pusha,
yeah,
the women would not accept that he took the L.
Right.
Even Drake fans were like, yeah, he took the L. Right. The women was like, but his album's still going to be fire.
He's still going to sell.
He still, they didn't.
That ain't what we talking about.
He took a major L, but they could not acknowledge that he took that L in that battle. They couldn't do it. Who the album's going to sell more about? That's not what we're talking about.
We're not talking
even
about
his
that.
Fans, the dudes, they was like, nah, he lost. Women, nope.
Nah. Well, he's still here. All right. Whatever. He Facts took the L, matter. Though.
Major.
And he know he took the L. also, another this is another study or whatever. Families spend an average of 49 minutes a day arguing. Children disagree with their parents an average of 6 times a day. The most common arguments are finishing the food on the plate, followed by dirty bedrooms. Capri Sun commissioned the study that followed 2,000 parents of children ages 2 to 12. Capri Sun out here doing studies?
With no nutrition factor right. back in their juice?
does this seem right to us?
It seems low. That a kid is only disagreeing 6 times a day? Like a kid?
Yeah, chill. Yeah. I mean, 6 times a day is a lot.
You think so?
I mean, that's...
I mean, how many times you see a little kid?
They're going to disagree with you about what's for dinner. They're going to disagree with you about maybe what they got to wear to school. They're going to disagree about wanting to clean up. They're going to disagree about bedtime. So that's 4 right there. I can't think of
going to the bathroom. Like, I'm just thinking about my 2-year-old. So all the things you just said. So going to the bathroom when he wakes up. And then what to eat. Cleaning up. Eating again. Mm-hmm. Cleaning up again. Like, it's the same things all day.
Yeah.
Like, you got to pee? No. And not like a full tantrum, but disagreeing. Like,
right.
I feel like
6 is about right.
I feel like it's more than that. I guess it's an average. I guess the older they get,
it's going to lessen.
They might disagree, but they ain't going to say nothing.
Right. You know? Like, I don't feel like. Because I know for a fact, the cleaning up, when you dress them, they might not want to wear what you picked out for them. Because it was many a time when my mom laid out something. I was like, I don't want to wear this.
I hated that my mom was in charge.
Oh, man. Let me tell you.
I couldn't wait till I got old enough, man.
You leave it to me. I could have wore the same jeans every day and the same Miami Mice and turtle wax shirt.
Miami Mice.
Miami Mice was my favorite shirt. Because Miami Vice was cracking then and they had these mice. I was like, this is my favorite shirt. You wore it yesterday. I know. But, man, let me tell you, that, then once you start dressing yourself, that argument is off the table. That disagreement is gone now. And then, but I get it. Like, 6 times a day sounds about right. Because I got to take a shower again. Yes, you have to take a shower. Yes.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. So I get it, man. Like,
arguments be valid, I guess.
Yeah. Sometimes. Like, straight up arguments, I don't see arguments happening.
Well, it said disagreements, and that's why I feel like disagreements happen more than that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I guess that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, the getting dressed. I hate it. My mom dressed us.
Yeah.
Because moms like to dress. You know what? Let's talk about that. Moms, stop thinking y'all stuff is right.
Right.
And dad stuff is wrong. Mm-hmm. Especially if y'all both new parents.
Right.
If you're both new parents, neither one of y'all know what the hell you're doing.
Right.
You have some instincts and stuff. Yeah, they're feeding off your body.
But it's trial and error.
But it's trial and error for both of us. You got your way. I got my way. Neither one are wrong unless it's just insane.
Right.
But like Cotty used to come in, I get the kids dressed and come behind me and put them in. And I thought her outfits was corny. And I would get them redressed. I was like, no, this is what they wear.
Y'all's having
yeah
the Cold War.
Yeah,
over
I'm
the,
like, no, I don't want them wearing
over
that.
The clothes.
And moms be trying to dress kids like, this is cute. And I'm like, no, I want them to look cool. Like,
right.
I'm like, I don't want them to look cute. My mom stayed dressing as cute, and we hated it. I remember this one outfit. I'll never forget this outfit. I went first grade, and I got shredded. Shredded up. And I knew I was going to get shredded when I went. I was like, Mom, I don't want to wear this. Mm. But you look cute.
You remember the outfit?
Yes.
What was it?
I had on some yellow shorts.
Oh, already.
Oh, off top. Ronald McDonald. Off top. Yellow shorts. A red shirt. Collar.
Oh, let's go.
With the yellow suspenders.
Oh,
red socks. I walked into class. They was like, look at the socks. And the yellow Steve Urkel suspenders. I was just like, you know how Spike Lee, when you just,
yeah,
you I was just, I was just in class, just going through all the things. It was just kids like, ah, and I was just like, okay, well.
I will time travel just to roast you for that outfit. I'd go back in time. As
I,
a
when I got home,
man,
like as soon as I walked through the door, I was like, took everything.
That's mad funny,
I
man.
So mad. And I, like for that day, I was like, Mom, I'll just dress myself. You can approve the outfit.
Yeah.
Just, she used to stay, and she would dress as alike, which Keith hated because he was the little brother.
Yeah.
So they're like, you just dress like your brother. You know, I'm like, oh, man.
Red,
I never dress the boys like, I'll dress them like me sometimes, but it's like them dressing alike. I'm like, I ain't going to do that to them. Like, all the stuff that was done to me on the clothes tip, like, how do you picking out their clothes? I'm like, nah.
Yeah. We did the dress the boys alike. It was always color based. Serena was always red. Cecile was blue. And then we started differentiating the you know, because they taste come in and be like, And then, you know, because Sincere has his own, he's very picky with his clothes. Yeah. He likes what he likes. It's real low key, basic. He don't even like jeans no more. He just like the slack type.
Yeah, I noticed
trousers.
That.
Yeah, he just like
the chino pants.
Yeah,
the
and like, it's just like a button up shirt. I'm good. And Serene be like, man, why you always just wear? Like, I like what I like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then Serene is always experimenting with different flavors and different styles and stuff like that. So he's very. Like, it's rare that I hear Sincere be like, all right, I see you in this outfit, Dad. But Serene be all over it. Like, Dad got the new. I'd be like, actually, these aren't new. But,
I just
I'm glad you noticed.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's me and Kyron, my little brother. Me and Kyron are the, we would try to dress. Keith is like, just give me a
I can tell Keith don't care,
Keith be
man.
Like, give me some jean shorts and a Marvel t-shirt a Marvel hat. And, let's go out.
Call it a day, man.
That's it. He is not the most. He's never been, though.
Yeah.
Even as, like, growing up, I was the throwback jersey with the fitted, the Air Force. Yeah. That was me. He was just like, it fits. It fits. And, I mean, he went through, you know, when he got to, when he started liking girls, high school, he, like, but he still was never, like, the fashion guy.
Right. Yeah.
He was just like,
some people just don't care, man.
Like, was never,
I like what I like.
He was a kid that didn't brush his hair.
Mm.
And my mom would be like, you just going to walk up, go get your comb with a brush.
That's sincere, man.
He didn't brush. He was the showering. He was he'd be crusty-lipped. He just didn't care.
That's one thing about Sincere, though. He'd be showering now. I'm like, yes. Because he like girls now.
Yeah, exactly.
Usually, once you like girls, it goes hand-in-hand with the hygiene.
And so I liked him in the first grade.
Yeah. Oh, so you was already in the shower. I'll take a shower now, Mom.
I wanted to get dressed. I wanted my hair. Like, we got our hair cut every 2 weeks. I'd be like, so when I got money, I got mine cut every week.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, nah. Keith would be like, man, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Not me. I was like, nah, we got to. So with the clothes, I just hated my mom getting this dress. I still remember that outfit that would haunt me for the rest of my life.
My mom, we butted heads over the outfit. So I'm not feeling this polka dot shirt, man. Don't do
what
this
was
to
with
me.
The polka dot
don't
shirt?
Do this to me, Mom. With the red and white, don't, no. I don't want to wear this. You know what I'm saying? I used to like wearing my older brother's clothes. Like,
yeah.
Scott sweater. yes, let me wear this today. But it's hot. Ah, it's still. I saw this kid in the mall in Bakersfield. Bakersfield is hot, by the way. I was there this past weekend. This kid had on a jacket in the mall. I was like, this poor guy, he's self-conscious about.
Yeah.
He had on a jacket. I was just like.
It had to be 90-something degrees.
Man. I was like, this guy. I'm glad that my kids are comfortable in their own skin when it comes to clothing. I'm like, yes, all right. Even though sincere, I'll be like, get some more clothes. He's like, I don't want no more. I'm like, I respect you for making a decision. Just make sure they clean. Make sure. But I would get on him about, brush your hair, man.
Yeah.
He comes. I'm like, did you leave the house like this? Brush your hair, dog.
That was Keith.
Brush, do something with it. You just out here. He's like, I forgot. How do you forget?
You look in the mirror.
Do you even use the mirror?
Like, nah. Every morning, you brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, my dad, you brush your teeth. You're looking at yourself, right?
Yeah.
But you don't see that you need it. God.
How do you miss it?
Because he would, like, not wash his face.
Yeah.
He would just, and they'd be like, you don't see. My mom would look at him and be like, you don't feel that. Your lips just don't, that don't bother you. And I used to, like, they was never talking to me, so I would just be in the back, like, just looking at him like.
Peasantry. Man, that's funny, man. All
right, let's get to these.
They got questions for
us. Yeah, people got questions for us. PD Winters. That sounds like a firm.
PD Winters and Associates. We'll fight
we'll
for
fight.
You.
I was just about to say it. PD Winters. We're the best in Vegas.
The best niggas in Vegas.
Yeah, lady. All right. At what age do you teach your kids how to fight? Is it before or after they catch the first fade?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. I say you start them early.
Yeah, definitely.
Start them early.
Start them before they go to school.
Yeah.
Just be play fighting naturally. Just be like, all right, put up your dukes.
Yeah, that's what I do now.
Yeah.
But he with older kids, he'll just go in. Like, we kind of tell him, like, be easy on your brother, even though the little one's the bully.
Yeah.
But right now, I'll be like, come on, you know. Yada, yada, yada.
Protect yourself at all times.
Yeah,
I feel like it's never too early. Once they start walking and playing and play fight, just play fight. Then and structure it up.
Yeah, I'm definitely big on if somebody touch you, you gotta go in, man.
I'm not.
Even if you take the L,
I've always been like, you know, make sure nothing happens to your brother. Stick up for yourself.
Yeah.
You won't get the full cuss out from me for sticking up for yourself.
We never got in trouble for fighting. We got in trouble if we didn't fight.
Right.
But we never got
you
in trouble.
You just sit there and took it. Well, you know, he was bigger than me. I don't care.
We never got in trouble. I mean, my dad got mad at me for not, like winning the fight. Like, I didn't lose. We was like six.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he got mad because I didn't, like, just annihilate. It was probably like a tie. You know what I mean? 6-year-olds.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like I was walked out of there with my nose buzzing and everything. It was just
like
I don't know if he was mad because I was crying, but I cried at, you know, the anger
tears. Not softness.
And he was mad. He was so mad. And I was like, you act like I just got served up or something.
Right.
Like,
he saw the fight?
Yeah, because it happened like something happened. The kid did something to me and I pushed him and we start going at it. And then the teacher was like, his dad's here, stop. You know, little lady that was in charge of the daycare or whatever. And my dad was like, nah, let him fight.
Right.
He was so mad. And I'm like, you would have thought that I was a professionally trained boxer at six. Like, that's the way he treated me.
I told
me,
you
like,
to cut low and then dip
and
in
that
with the overhand.
Like,
right.
My first fight. That might have been my first fight.
Yeah.
That wasn't family, you know?
And right. Like, my mom never saw me fight. Other than my brothers, my mom never saw. I used to fight a lot. I fought over the dumbest of stuff when I was a kid. I fought boys, girls, anybody could get it. I was taking L's. I was getting wins. It was just whatever. I was a loose cannon. I was that dude to just be, hey, he's just crazy, man. I'll get knocked out and be like, you want some more? But you lost. Hey, I ain't no punk, though.
That was my little brother. Kyron was the hothead. He still is.
Yeah.
He'd be ready to, he'd drop every, you let's go. He'll throw hands. He can fight too, though.
Yeah.
But he'll throw hands in a minute. He'd like, I fought when it was necessary, like when I absolutely had to.
Right.
And same with Keith. Like, with Kyron, I mean, he tried to stab Keith when we was little. Like,
snap.
Because Keith used to, because Keith was the middle child, and like, he never felt like he had no power. So he used to watch him and my cousin after school. So he would be like, y'all need to clean up, you know, doing that stuff. You need to clean your room. And one day, I guess he was bothering Kyron, and Kyron was like, I'm done with this shit. Kyron was like seven.
Yeah.
Keith did something. He was like, he took his shirt off. Right, he's skinny.
Right.
He's like, you want some of this? Come on. he was beating his chest. He's like, come on. And Keith's like, he was laughing. He's like, man, sit your thing. He took the knife out of the thing. He's like, come on. And Keith's like, hey, man, what you did?
And he chased him.
Oh, snap.
And then he chased him into the, Keith ran to the bathroom, locked the door, but he's laughing. He's like, knock it off. And he's putting the knife on the door. He's like, I'll kill you. Kyra's insane. Like, he'll fight. He'll fight. Drop a hat.
I never fought my oldest brother because the age gap was so vast. It was like I just didn't
register. Me and Keith fought, but it was,
they were my middle brother, I fought him all the time. He pissed me off. We'd be playing with like G.I. Joes together, and I would get mad because like, I shot your guy. Though. What do you have the force field? Everybody can't have force field. I just go in for the kill and lose. But I was like, But I remember I fought my best friend Leon like twice. I went over to his house, stayed the night. I don't know. We'd be play fighting. I'd get mad for real and go in for the assault. Man, twice. But we'd still be friends, you know, the next day. Because I still be in your house tonight. Still crying from the assault.
The last fight I had was in college.
Yeah. I don't even remember my last fight.
It was a long time
high school, ago. I guess, somewhere up in there. Some college. Boxing it up.
My last two fights was in college.
Yeah.
Maybe three.
Due to sports?
One was due to sports. One was because my brother was fighting. And I just lost it.
I just ran.
I don't even know if he needed my help.
Yeah.
I just took off.
What's up?
I just took off. I pushed my brother out the fight.
Yeah.
And I took the fight.
Yeah.
And I served dude up. And then I remember people was like, trying to break it up, you know, people that I knew. But they said when I got off them, I had a look. Like, they were like, man, I thought you was about to swing on everybody. So they kind of was just like, they said, your look wasn't normal. I was just in, like, a rage. Like, you want it? And, and then the other one was because of sports. And just because, like, you know, dude was like, oh, you. One of them, like, I'm from. I hate the announcing where you from people.
Oh, it don't matter.
So he was like, I'm from Oakland.
That's great.
Well, is Oakland here with you?
Right.
No, it's just you.
That's great.
You it's still just get you right
out.
Now.
People get knocked out in every city, every town in America.
I never understood the announcing of where you're from.
I'm from Brooklyn. That's great.
That's fantastic.
You're about to get this Brooklyn work.
Yeah, I never understood what that's supposed to mean.
It's supposed to scare certain people. Oh, that means you're very battle tested.
It's just us.
You ever been jumped before?
Almost.
I got jumped twice.
Almost twice.
Yeah. I got jumped one time in mid-fight. I was fighting this one kid, and his name was Gerald Meyer. We ran across the street. I chased him down. We fought, and the kid started jumping us as we got into the wrestle part of the fight, and we ended up on the ground. They were stomping both of us, stomping us out for no reason. I was like, well, what y'all doing? I remember taking the stomps and looking up. I remember seeing this dude with Mac. I was like, Mac, what are you doing? Oh, I don't know, man. It's just... We excited.
Out of an rage.
They were just excited. It's just like you're stomping both of them. I was like, man, this is ridiculous.
Nah, I almost got jumped. Both times I almost got jumped was because of other people.
Yeah.
Running their damn mouth. So the fight where I pushed my brother out the way, that had ramifications after.
Yeah.
So we went to Great America the next day. Mm. You know, and it was like 20 dudes. And I seen some dude that I know pointing like that's him over there.
Uh-huh.
They apparently was cousins. Somebody was cousins of the guy that I had beat up.
Yeah.
And they was all checking, looking for me. But I got mad because I'm like, they didn't know who I was.
Right.
This idiot is like, that's him over there. You had nothing to do with this, bro.
Right.
So now I see them coming. Mm-hmm. It's like 20. I'm there with like all girls, like my friend and like her friends.
Yeah.
I see some dudes that I know, but this ain't they battle. You know what I mean? This ain't they fight. So they was even trying to reassure me, like, hey, man, you ain't no bitch, you run, bro. Just take off. Man.
Yeah.
You ain't, it's 20 of them.
Right. Right.
They was like, nobody's going to make fun of you for dipping out of here.
Yeah.
Like, you not going to beat up 20 people.
Right.
So they was like, just run, man, just take off. And I was like, nah, I'm just, you know, maybe if I just stay here in the open, you know, we in a theme park.
Yeah.
They ain't going to do nothing. And I'm just waiting. Finally, I, like, walked off. Ran into some other dudes that I knew, some older cats that I knew that they was like, oh, no, we good. So it was like seven of them. So I was like, all right, that's better numbers. Rode with them, called my dad. He was like, I'll come get you. I was like, no, we about to leave. And my dad was instant flip mode.
Yeah.
I'll be there in 30 minutes. And he probably would have whooped
outside right now.
Yeah, he's insane.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'll beat up. I need to make a call. I was like, please don't make any calls. Please don't make any calls. Nobody needs to die.
Yeah.
I'll call them people, the family members you don't know about. Nah, we don't need to do all that. He was about to put hits out.
Yeah.
So they end up, I end up with them guys. They made eye contact a couple times, but they let it, you know, just went our different ways. Then other time, same thing. Somebody got in a fight. And he was like, where's Keon? We heard he be with him too. Some girl. He inside. I'm like, I have nothing to do with y'all. Like, why do people always want to rat me out?
Right.
I've almost gotten fights because of people doing that. Like, mm-hmm. saying, I'm like, man, just shut your mouth.
Right.
Don't nobody, apparently, I'm just one of the people, everybody knows my name, but don't nobody know what I look like. Yeah. So just let me live.
You know what, though, man? Getting jumped ain't as bad as it seems.
It seems.
Because there's so much going on. It's like, all right, you know, I could. Because there's no way. Like, yeah, you got jumped. The pressure's off to win.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
Like, I got jumped, though. It took 10 of y'all. You know, you don't lose. But, like, you know, it's a lot going on. But I wasn't like, you know, I was never toe up from the jump. And I was just like, man, there was a lot going on. A lot of fists. The hands was coming in, feet. And I was just, but I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all was some busters for that, but
oh,
you know,
yeah. Definitely a
buster. Definitely, definitely, like, it's not that bad. It's not the end of the world getting jumped.
I don't want it.
If they beat you to a bloody pulp, then I'm like, I'm sorry, but I never get beat down that bad. But
yeah,
it was quite the experience, man.
Boys definitely gotta know how to throw these hands.
All right, we gotta wrap it up. We've been sitting here.
Alan Brown ass. Oh no, we're gonna skip that.
Yeah, we gotta
plus my kids are too.
We long winded.
Yeah. All right.
All right, y'all. That's been another episode of Daddy's Issues.
Yeah.
Don't forget, you know, if you want to see the full video, check out anywhere you get your podcast from, iTunes, Google Play, More Than That. Pull up, you can see the full episode. If you got any questions for us to tackle on a future episode, ask it on the YouTube page and we'll tackle that joint and give you a shout out, man. Yeah, man. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning
in. Thanks, guys.
Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. I'm Tony Baker, comedy on all platforms.
Keon Poli on all platforms. I've told y'all how to spell it. Like,
they should know by now.
Yeah, y'all should know.
They should know by now. But yeah, man.
You don't know, you don't want to know.
We out here, y'all.
All right, y'all.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't. Right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.